Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, the Reverend Ralph Mancini, and joining us today is the disruptive edge rusher out of the University of Arizona, Brooks Reed, who in addition to having a sensational Senior Bowl, also put up a great showing at his recent Pro Day. Brooks, how would you assess your Pro Day performance? You pretty much stood on your combine numbers as far as the 40 time and the 10-yard splits are concerned, but you did showcase a lot of speed and athleticism in the position drills. How did you feel about the whole event?
I felt pretty good. I thought that I was going to do more linebacker drills. I think we ended up doing one or two different ones, but I felt pretty good about the position drills I did. So I was just looking to build off that.
Now, when you say linebacker drills, obviously you mean dropping back into coverage and stuff like that, turning your hips around?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And now, your Senior Bowl showing a couple of months ago was just off the charts. In fact, I was talking to BC's standout tackle, Anthony Costanzo, last week, and he brought up the fact that you gave him more problems than anybody else during the game. Was it as easy as you made it look out there during the game?
I just try to do what I do, just get off the ball, work the hands, and, just do what I was taught to do during that week of practice, and, it worked out.
Yeah, and, during that performance, I was very impressed with, you showed a variety of spin and rip moves that you used and you contained versus the run. What do you think is the most undervalued trait or the most underrated part of your game?
Most underrated? Probably playing the run. A lot of people or scouts, coaches think, they're kind of looking at me for my pass rushing ability, but, I also like to play the run. And, I pride myself in being a complete player, because, especially as a 3-4 linebacker, you have to be a complete player. You have to rush the passer, you have to play the run, and you have to drop into coverage. So, I take pride in just being a complete player.
Yeah, and, it's interesting. Just a few months back, many people had you pegged as a lower-round pick, but now your stock has grown so much to the point where some people are even talking about you sneaking into the latter part of the first round. Do you have a feeling right now as to where you're going to get taken, or is there like a range or something?
Man, I wish I knew, but there's so many teams that run the 3-4 that have kind of shown interest, so it's hard to know, especially how the draft is going to turn out. You can always read mock drafts and whatnot, but you never know. They're never always completely right, at the end of the day. So you never know. But yeah, I've heard that. I've heard anywhere from late first to third. So who knows?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at a mock draft here from like 3 months ago, and they had you as like a 7th-round pick. So whether you get picked in the 3rd round, 2nd round, or 1st round, that's a huge jump right there. Talk about all the off-season activities you've been through. You're only 1 month away from the draft right now. You've been through all the training, all the interviews, the pro day, the combine, the Senior Bowl. Talk about, are these things, are they all like overrated, you think, in the way they assess players? Do you think that, scouts and NFL GMs, they look at these things a little too much and not look at the tape, as much as they need to? Is this whole off-season process overrated, and does it become a drag at a certain point?
No, I don't think it's overrated at all. I think it gives the coaches and scouts an extra opportunity to evaluate the players, and especially a player like me who's excelled in the Senior Bowl and maybe put up some good numbers in the combine, that'll make them look back at more tape. So definitely, I don't think these postseason workouts are underrated, but I think it could really help a player.
And what's been your favorite part of the whole off-season routine so far?
Probably from just meeting all the players that I've watched on TV and seeing that so many different coaches that I've seen on TV. So I think that's probably the coolest part of it all, is just meeting everyone that, you know, I've talked about or seen on TV.
Yeah, and the part of it that I find intriguing are those interviews that they conduct. You know, a lot of times I'll ask players, you know, do they ask you any crazy questions? Do they ask you mainly questions about, you know, what you do on the field? Or do they ask you more questions about your personality? You know, give us a taste about those interviews. What types of questions do they throw at you?
Yeah, I mean, besides all this psychological and like all the psychological tests, we had these formal interviews, and those are generally the times when you'll be asked kind of weird questions, like what?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for me, it was mainly just looking at film, critiquing myself. You know, there were a couple where they asked, you know, try to decipher your personality and whatnot, but other than that, it was just spitting football and just seeing what you know.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people, they look at you on the field, they look at the long hair, and they automatically compare you to Clay Matthews Jr. Would you say that both of you have a lot in common? Obviously you do. I mean, you play basically the same type of position, I would say. But, you know, compare your game to Clay Matthews Jr. Do you see any major differences between the way he plays and your style of play?
I mean, obviously, he is, you know, an elite NFL linebacker, you know, striving to be as good as him. You know, he's a complete player, you know, something that I'd like to be. You know, he can rush the pass, play the run, and, you know, he covers receivers, and, you know, it's something that I'm going to have to get used to at the next level. It's something I really didn't do that much in college, but I feel like I can do it. I have the athletic ability to make that transfer. But differences between me and Clay, I mean, he obviously gets after the football. And, you know, I just hope that I could be as good a player as he is.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, reportedly, and please tell me if I'm wrong, I think you've already worked out for teams like Baltimore, Buffalo, Cleveland, Jacksonville, and Miami. What types of questions are they asking you, or what is it about you that they want to know the most about? What are they asking you exactly?
Mainly, it's just they just want to see what's inside your head, really, and if you can put what you see on tape or what you learn on the board on the field, and that's basically what they're trying to do.
Right, and you know, one thing that I think personally isn't talked about enough is your sheer strength. You know, I remember, there's one play where you totally bull rushed Lee Zimba at the Senior Bowl, who outweighs you by at least 50 pounds. What's your game plan in getting past some of these mammoth tackles? The guys who are like 6'7", 6'8", and well over 300 pounds. I mean, obviously they're a lot bigger than you. What's your game plan going up against these guys?
I have to use my speed against these guys because that's the only thing that I really have on these guys. And, you know, getting just their feet off balance, whether it's a power to speed or a power and inside move, and flapping those hands down, because I think once you flap those hands down, it kind of stalls their feet and helps you turn the corner. So I think bull rushing these big tackles in the league, it probably won't work, but I think a combination of moves would.
They just basically got to keep them off balance then.
Yeah.
Now, you had some great years at Arizona, despite your loss to Oklahoma State in your last game. But, you know, 20 years from now, looking ahead, what are you going to remember most about the college life on or off the field?
You know, I'll remember our class of 2006. We came in, and I really felt like we changed the program around, you know, and we were struggling when I first got in there, and, you know, we hadn't been to a bowl game in 10 years, and, you know, I remember that, you know, we turned that program around, and, you know, we made it to a bowl game, and made it to three straight bowl games, and, you know, it wasn't the way I wanted it to turn out in the end, but, you know, I think overall it was pretty successful.
Yeah, and overall, how do you stack up versus other 3-4 hybrid ends in this draft? What sets you apart from those 3-4 outside linebackers?
I think just the fact that, you know, I have a little upside in that I never really played a stand-up linebacker, and I think that that position fits me better than a defensive end in the league. You know, it would lead me to use more of my abilities on the field, and I think that it would work out for the best.
Okay. And also, off the field, what do you bring to an NFL team in terms of your character?
I'm a guy that, you know, likes to spend extra time on film, and I'm just burying my head in the playbook and just get to know that defense, and, you know, that's all I'm going to be.
Yeah, film room junkie, yeah. Okay, and also, what are some of the things you like to do off the field in terms of the activities you do when you're not on the football field?
I'm a pretty laid-back guy. Just regular stuff and try to stay off my feet for the most part. And, you know, right now I have a lot of off time, and I'm just down here at McHale just getting some extra work in and getting to the gym and working out with the guys. So I'd like to stay pretty low-key.
Excellent. And, you know, Brooks, usually we like to end our interviews with a segment that we call Three and Out. So I'm going to be asking you three non-football questions to end the interview. So the first question, first down, what artist or music group do you listen to when you're trying to get psyched up for a game?
Probably some heavy metal groups.
Yeah, I figured that. Okay, and also the second question, second down, which female celebrity would you most like sharing a romantic evening with?
Female celebrity, probably Kate Beckinsale.
Okay, not bad. Okay, and the third one, third down, what is your ideal vacation spot? What city, state, or country would you like to go to that you haven't been to yet?
Maybe the Bahamas, somewhere in the Caribbean, maybe Fiji, or I don't know, somewhere in the Caribbean.
All right, all right. You're definitely a fan of the tropical weather. Okay, great. All right, Brooks, I want to wish you luck going forward. The draft is only 1 month away. And hopefully we'll see you getting picked somewhere in the first round.
Hopefully.
All right, great, Brooks. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, take care.